Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
The Bird Show.
Jeff, we are going to need the voice disguiser for this. We're going to totally switch gears now and talk to Tammy, who's having a tough time with somebody at work. Good morning, Tammy.
Good morning, guys.
Hi. You're on the voice disguiser. Nobody can recognize your voice.
Okay, good.
All right, so what's going on?
Well, I have this coworker that I work really closely with, and I can't avoid that. And I can't be really detailed because I don't want him to know he might be listening. But He will not leave me alone at the office. Like, will not. I have friends in other departments who have to, like, warn me when he's coming down the hall, because he'll, like, stand by my desk and talk to me for, like, 20 minutes and, like, lean over me and, like, look down my shirt and
really?
Do all kinds of stuff. I, like, go the opposite direction. I've seen him in my area. I've seen him, like, I live on the opposite side of town from him. I know.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been seeing him around, like, driving around my apartment complex.
Really?
I saw him at Kroger the other day.
In your neighborhood?
Yes, in my neighborhood. Oh. I mean, he lives probably 30 minutes away from me.
Whoa. Wow, that's scary.
But the worst, I can't even... I was going to the beach with my friends a couple months ago. And I've been talking about this for a couple months, and he was like, oh, wait, you're going to that beach? My parents have a beach there. I mean, a beach house there. I think I'm planning to go down there. Would you want to hang out? And all this stuff. He just is trying to get into my life everywhere he can, and it's horrible. I finally just made up a boyfriend and brought in pictures and talk about my boyfriend with everybody so that he'll finally get away from me, but it doesn't work. And I don't know what to do.
Who are the pictures of? Just like some guy you know that you're like, hey, post for me with a couple pictures.
No, she took like the pictures out of a picture frame.
Right.
Yeah, it's my neighbor. He had me I made him pick me up and like have me like kissing his cheek and stuff so that he'll actually believe that it's my boyfriend.
Oh, good God. That's scary though. I mean, it's scary that, first, I mean, he's keeping you from being able to do your work, and the fact that he's shown up in your neighborhood and wants to go on vacation, you know, coincidentally want to go on vacation where you're going.
That's close
scary.
To stalking,
yeah,
right
very
there.
Very much so.
No kidding. Now, is this guy a boss or is this guy a coworker? Is he on like the same level as you?
He's a coworker that I have to work with really closely.
Mm-hmm.
He's kind of my superior, but not like my boss.
Mm-hmm.
So it puts me in a really bad position because I don't know what to do. I don't want to mess up the relationship to where I get fired because I'm the subordinate.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Now, the obvious answer, I'm sure people are going to start calling and saying, just go to human resources. Have you done that?
I haven't because he's a nice guy and he does a really good job for the company. So I don't want to like mess. I don't want to like ruin his life. I just want to kind of deal with this between each us. Like,
what if you pulled him aside, like man to man, and just said, like, you
you're
know,
freaking
woman,
me out, bro.
Woman to man, like, face to face. Hey, dude, here's what's weird.
Would he respect that, you think?
I think so, but I've kind of done that. I've told him that I, you know, I'm not interested in dating anybody in the office, and especially somebody I work so closely with, and they kind of make me uncomfortable. And he definitely doesn't get the picture. I mean, he honestly has talked about, oh, well, you know, when I leave this company or when you leave this company, I'm going to call you and we're going to get together then.
Now, Tammy, I'm curious, like you said earlier, that there's someone in the office who warns you when he's coming. Like, I'm curious, what other things have you brought the pictures into the boyfriend, the friend calls you, you know, in the other area of the office when he's coming. Is there anything else you've had to do within the office to kind of avoid him?
Well, I mean, sometimes this is terrible, and I hope he's not listening. Sometimes I hide from him. Like, I go, and I just hide for, like, 20 minutes in another part of the office. I mean, I don't know what to do because I don't want to get him in trouble, but he's really bothering me.
Is this the kind of guy that if you honestly, like Jeff said, sat him down and said, look, I got to tell you, point blank, this is never going to happen between you and I. It's a waste of time. Is he like a dangerous guy? Do you think he'd snap or something like that? Or do you think he'd respect it?
I don't think he'd respect it. I don't know if he'd snap, but, I mean, I thought he was a great guy until he started showing up at my Kroger while I was shopping.
Yeah, you don't mess with me when I'm shopping at my Kroger. Yeah.
So I don't know what he would do, so that's kind of scary, too.
Well, it's, I mean, like you said, you already tried to give him, you know, hey, I'm not going to date anybody in the office, so that should be enough. Like, it
that should be plenty.
Yeah, like you said, sitting
Well, his answer to that was, well, whenever one of us leaves, then we'll start dating.
See, most are calling up right now saying you have to sit him down and you have to say it's bothering you, but you say you've already done that.
I've told him it makes me uncomfortable. I mean, he would make comments to me, like, while I was walking in the office, he would walk behind me, you know, like...
Dang. Mm-mm.
That's harassment, though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
if it's a situation where you got to go hide on a different floor or something like that to avoid him...
Yeah, he's... Mm-hmm. Is this guy, like, a real success in his company to where... Because, you know, a lot of companies will make exceptions for the guy that's bringing in a lot of money or the guy that's, like, top-notch whatever, you know?
He's not top-notch, but he does well. I don't really know exactly his salary or anything, but I think he's, I don't know, I guess he's decently respected throughout our department at least.
So, Tammy, do you feel like if you brought this up to one of your bosses that it would bring more scrutiny to you than it would to him? Or do you feel like it would just be drama you don't want to deal with? Like, I'm confused why you haven't gone to your superiors with this behavior that's bothering you. If you already talked to him and he said, and it's not worked with him, then I'm confused why you haven't gone to anybody else.
Just because I guess this is horrible of me that I'm calling the radio and I can't even... I feel bad. Like, he's a nice person. He just is taking it a little too far. And so, like, I don't want to, like, ruin his life. Like, I don't want to go into HR and say he's sexually harassing me, getting him fired, and having that on his record for the rest of his life. When I feel like if I just do a little more crafty stuff, he'll leave me alone.
All right, Tammy, I want you to hold on for 1 second. I'm going to put you on hold, then we're going to take some calls from Burt Show listeners that have some advice for you, and then we'll come back, okay?
Okay.
Because we can't put everybody on the voice disguiser at the same time.
Now, before we take these calls, like, I'm sure one of the first ones you're going to take is somebody almost militantly going, that is sexual harassment. You need to march into human resources and take care of blah, 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 blah. So to, like, avoid that, can we just take that call and then get it out of the way and then work with, like, she...
Because it is.
We don't even have to take it at all. We'll just set the record straight right now and say, okay, let's
we're
say
aware
that's
that
not
it
an
is.
Option.
In an ideal world, she would go into human resources, but she's in a situation
to.
Where she
doesn't want his she doesn't want his career destroyed just because he doesn't get can't get a clue.
And we don't need the call saying, isn't you know like we know what's right, but we're now working looking at a workaround.
Hey, Rachel.
Hey there.
Hi.
Okay. I think that she is just trying to be too nice, and she is worried about, you know, his feelings and his job and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And she doesn't necessarily have to go to human resources right away, but there is a natural progression of things. She needs to start out by being specific and not this vague, oh, I don't want to date anybody at the office. Say, I am not interested in you.
Yeah, because guys hear things differently than what women say. Yeah. Like, if you give us just a little itty-bitty window, man, we will jump right through it.
Like,
so
if you
what
say,
he
don't
might
take
be hearing,
people in the office is...
I would date you if outside of the office.
But it goes back to, Bert, your question earlier, the fact that he's stalking her in her own neighborhood. I mean, do you think that he's... I mean... Do you think that's dangerous to say that?
I don't. She knows
she
what his character is.
But she doesn't sound nervous. I mean, she obviously in her voice doesn't sound overly threatened and nervous, just a little weirded out. But yeah, I don't know. I think the showing up at her grocery store is just kind of weird.
Good morning, Maureen. You're on the Burt Show on All the Hits Q100. Hi.
Good morning. I had the same situation happen with me where it was actually my boss, and he was calling me after hours. Making very sexual remarks to me, and I had been working for him for about 10 years. And it got to the point where I actually wrote a certified letter to him where he would have to sign for it so that I know that he got it.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as I wrote him that letter, I put in the letter, you know, I'm going to try and resolve this one last time between us. I don't want anything more than this. and if this does not work, then I will be forced to go to human resources. Wow. And he totally left me alone after that.
That's really smart.
It is good because you know he signs for it, so you know he got it. And I've heard this before also.
You never have to talk about it.
That it's a lot more effective to see the words in writing than it is to actually say them because you can read them over and over and over again.
And also,
and
that's
no
evidence.
Mistake.
It's evidence. Like if he does not leave her alone, she's got something. Human resources right there against him in writing.
And she can write and say, "Here's exactly what you're doing that's bothering me, and here's what needs to stop."
Right.
And then by him signing for it, if that wasn't true, like if somebody sent that letter. Wouldn't you, as the recipient, go right to human resources?
Mm-hmm.
And of course, again, he's not going to do that.
And certified letter so that he has to sign for it, not just randomly give it to him.
Lainey, good morning. You have some advice?
Good morning, I do. She could always have the guy that's posing in the pictures as her boyfriend sit him down and talk to him.
It's not bad, really. It's not really bad.
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
Thanks.
And John, good morning.
How you all doing?
Good.
The letter was a good piece of advice. But I wanted to call and tell you, if she don't want to write the letter, she can actually go and talk to him with a third party, with a witness there.
Okay.
So because if she approaches him with no witness or no type of evidence, he can always go and say, well, she's the one harassing me first. Mm-hmm.
So maybe the coworker that is actually calling to give her fair warning, who knows about what's going on?
Right. All three of them actually sit down and she explain to her how uncomfortable their situation is and let them know that this cannot happen and this cannot work. As long as they have that witness, that he cannot go back behind her and say, well, it was her harassing me.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, John.
All right.
Appreciate Why do you think that some guys just can't get the hint?
The chase is so, I mean, I don't get
like,
it either.
Why is that? That he just won't
I think
go
this goes,
away.
This goes chase. Both ways. Women do the same thing where you tell them no and they just will not hear no and you have to go through some kind of great length to make them realize this is never ever going to happen. Never.
The chase, I think, though, doesn't become a chase. Like, it does get a little weird once he's driving around her apartment complex or going to the Kroger. Then it's like...
That's scary.
That's not chase. That's weird. Now, that, you know, we talk about the at-work stuff. Outside of work, that's weird.
Mm-hmm. Will you turn the voice disguiser back on?
Yep.
A couple other suggestions that came in that we couldn't get to is... go ahead and tell him and go to human resources. It's not going to hurt his career. And Tiffany said, just tell him that you met Melissa at Smyrnabration and switched.
I actually did meet Melissa at Smyrnabration. That's really funny.
See, and you wouldn't be lying. I mean, a half lie. Yeah, that's right. Ladies of Atlanta, you know, use me. That's fine. If it gets you out of an uncomfortable situation, that's fine.
You can save that. All right, Tammy, I hope we gave you a couple of things to chew on there. Some pretty unorthodox ways to get this guy off your ass.
You did. I think the letter is a really good idea.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Well, good luck with
that.
I'm sorry.
I really appreciate it.
Good luck.
The Bird Show.
We say now good morning to Kelly here. I think this thing here could be a big hit. Because how frustrating is it when you're not heard? You know, there's like some kind of debate or some kind of controversy.
Yeah.
And everybody knows one person's side of the story, but they never get to hear yours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for some reason they don't get to hear yours, whether it's job related and you just don't have those people's contact information anymore. Once you've been fired, you can't get in touch with them. Or like for confidentiality purposes, you got to keep your mouth shut, but it's always driven you crazy because you just misunderstood. And there is nothing worse for a woman than to be misunderstood. We got to explain ourselves. We got to make sure everybody knows what we really meant.
And sometimes it just takes being heard by one person in the other circle. You know, usually it's the mouthy one that loves to go and tell everybody in the office what's going on. If that one person can hear, then your side of the story spreads like wildfire around the office in this case. So we'll extend the same invitation to any of you guys also. If there's something going on in your world right now that you haven't been able to be heard, like everybody else knows their side, hasn't heard yours, you can always set the record straight with us. You just email producer Tracy, and you can do that online at allthehitsq100.com. Kelly joins us this morning to do that very thing. Hey, Kelly.
Hi, good morning.
Morning, how are you?
I'm okay. I'm a little nervous, actually, to be on the radio, and I almost feel like I'm standing up to my parents or something.
Well, what happened? This is work-related, right?
Yes.
Okay, and you got fired. I mean, the job isn't at risk anymore. This thing's over.
It's over.
And you. And was it accurate for us to say, at this point, you just want to be heard?
I do. Okay. I want to be heard.
All right. Okay. What happened in the office?
I was approached about a year ago by someone on an executive level, and ask to kind of step in and change my boss's day, which my boss is, was also a senior vice president and a technical director.
Okay, well, I think what we need to do, if the point of this is to let everybody in the office know your side of the story, then we need to use specifics, like what the name of the office is, and first names, not last names, but first names if you want to use
it. Okay. I don't want to say the name of the company.
Don't name the company.
But I... Isn't the name of my boss.
Why can't you name the company? Hold on one sec. Why can't we name the company?
Because we don't have the boss on to, we haven't arranged to have the boss on to give his side of the story, and it's a human resource issue, and LDK would drive her car into a tree.
And I don't want to risk her future employment for anything.
Thank you.
Well, then the point of the segment would be lost. Like, if nobody in the office knows it's her.
But they know because I have called someone and told them that I'm going to be on. And believe me, I'm sure that there are lots of people listening from the office this morning.
So long as you know that it's being heard.
Right.
Yes, because if you come on here and we know nobody is listening from the office, then it does us no good.
But it goes back to what Jen said, too. I mean, I think it's going to be, you know, cathartic for her just to get it out because she hasn't been able to tell anybody what's going on, you know? So
see, that's like not, maybe it's a guy-girl thing. That's not good enough for me. Like, I need somebody.
You want revenge?
No. I just want somebody to know that is important enough that will spread it in the office just so somebody knows my side of the story, you know?
Well, and I think that's why she tipped him off to tune in this morning and check it out. But
which is fine.
I think still for me, like if something like that is sort of boiling inside you and driving you crazy, just venting it and purging it and getting it out makes you feel 100% better.
Agreed.
I agree.
All right. So if those people from the office are listening, then they know who they are. So continue.
Exactly.
Okay.
Okay. So I was approached by upper management and asked to kind of rearrange my boss's day. And my boss is and probably still is, a micromanager. Mm-hmm. He will not let you take a breath without telling you how to breathe.
Mm-hmm.
And they asked me to change that for her. She was always getting way too involved in projects that she shouldn't be involved in. And I even got a letter from the owner of the company right after this meeting. And the letter said, "We know that she's going to resist." And they wanted me to kind of stand up to her and say, "No, you don't need to do this. You need to do this."
Mm-hmm.
And as I started doing that, as the year progressed, this woman became more and more aggressive with me.
Hold on one second. I just want to clarify quickly. Were you in an assistant role to this person?
I actually was hired as a sales coordinator, and I did more work for the sales force and that kind of thing, but I did screen her calls.
Okay.
This person asked me to kind of change the way I'm doing things and try to help her change.
And did she know that you were...
No.
So you were supposed to change her without her knowing that she was being changed.
Exactly.
Okay.
By rearranging her schedule and screening the right phone calls and that sort of stuff.
Exactly.
Okay.
And as I tried to do this, I mean, it had always been an uncomfortable situation, but it was something that I could live with. But as I started trying to do this, she became more and more aggressive with me, being very ugly to me, saying humiliating things to me in front of coworkers, which these coworkers would come back to me and apologize. They were like, "I can't believe she said that."
Can you give us like an example or two or some of the things she'd say to you that kind of humiliated you?
Sure. She would constantly tell people that the only reason I had job security is because she couldn't type. And she would say how... I'm sorry?
No, you were just chuckling at it.
Go ahead.
And she would say things to me and to coworkers around her, how humiliating it was for her equals or superiors to treat her as if she was a secretary. And act as if being a secretary was the worst thing on the planet. Mm-hmm. And I always was thinking, who do you think you're speaking to?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not so bad being me, you know. But those kinds of things I dealt with very well. But when she started being physical with me, she would snatch things out of my hand and yell at me or pop my hand like I was a child.
What?
I was on the phone on three different occasions with a salesman, and she would walk into my office yelling at me, "You better be working while you're on a personal phone call." And I would be like, "I'm on the phone with the salesman." She poked me in the shoulder one day. I was standing at a coworker's office door getting some things that I needed to send out for a new recruit, and she walked by, and she poked me in the shoulder, and she said, "You have things to do at your desk," as if I was standing there chatting. Just got to the point where it was crazy. And honestly and truly, it got to the point of where I dreaded going to work. I did have a lot going on this year. My son is disabled, and he was sick and had some issues, and his grandmother died, and I missed work because of those things. But to be very honest, if I woke up and I felt even the least little bit bad, I would call in, because I was so dreading going in and facing her threatening to fire me if I touched the thermostat or didn't tell a lie to someone that was on the phone. You know, it just became a nightmare.
So I'm curious, the stories you've told, it seems like people were sympathetic to you. What was it that got you fired?
Well, actually, she said I couldn't handle the workload. And I have, in my past, had every boss that has given me a reference brag and rant about the amount of work that I produce. But during that last 3 to 6 months, when she started popping me or, you know, saying things to me in front of my coworkers, I probably didn't produce as much as I needed to.
Mm-hmm.
Because I would just be so stressed during the day. And just to the point, and let me fill you in on this little tidbit. This position in this particular company is the only position that's had any turnover whatsoever. The people at this company don't leave.
Kelly, let me interrupt you for just 1 second, because what has been told in the office is the reason why you're not there anymore?
I'm not real sure, but I do. One of my friends did tell me that she called me to find out what it was, because she said somebody said that you had a big altercation with her. And I didn't. I never, and I wish I had stood up to her and said, you know, you cannot continue to do these things to your employees and not have to face your responsibilities. I wish I had done that.
I would have said, you know, done that and poked her in the chest with every sentence, you know, with every pair. You can't do that. So I'm curious, if somebody pops me on the hand, if Bert, like, you know, he can pop me on the butt, but if he pops me on the hand,
save that for the case that I'm sure is coming down in a couple of years.
In human resources, I have to throw that question out. I mean, is there anybody that you were able to tell, look, she's being physical?
I went to the person that asked me to change her day, and I went to human resources, and I let them know what was going on and how it had gotten to, it escalated to a level that I couldn't deal with. And it wasn't, I think it was a month or 6 weeks later, and I was fired.
I'm glad you didn't say the name of the company, because that's, I think, a pretty serious violation for you to go and report those things and then shortly thereafter be fired.
Mm-hmm.
So why are you happy we didn't protect the company?
Well, I'm just saying
we protected the company.
Well, I'm not, I mean, I don't want to protect a company that did that, but I'm just saying that she could be in further, I don't know. That's some dirty laundry right there.
Can't do much worse than get fired.
Well, you know,
just being devil's advocate here, people don't get fired for no reason. Like
I think that's what she's saying, is that, I mean, there are two sides to every story. She just hasn't been able to tell her side yet.
Right.
And I did admit that my productivity slowed down. It did. I was under the stress. I was almost at a point to where I felt like I was being abused. And I have a disabled child. I wanted to be able to keep a roof over his head and food on the table. They were very flexible with times. And, you know, for the first 4 years, it was good. And things were good. And this company is really good to their employees. But this happened, and I was in total shock. I felt as if I'd been set up to be in a position that nobody wanted to be in, because if upper management had wanted to change her day, why didn't they go to her?
You sure do sound like
me.
In a weird way, you sure do sound like you were the sacrificial lamb.
Yeah.
Like they had to know that by asking you to try to change her, there was going to be friction there.
I think that they had to have known that. Mm-hmm.
And I did, there are other people who worked with her who one of the guys, she was ugly to a lot of people, just snappy and ugly, which, you know, a lot of people are like that in upper management. And that's almost tolerable if you enjoy your job.
Hey, Kelly, hold on one sec here, because I think Lee's called up with a real legitimate question. Hey, Lee.
Okay. Hi. I was just curious to see if it was her upper management that was wanting her to do this to her boss, and how did she get fired? I mean, they should have been there to protect her. Is that not...
I agree.
Correct?
And I expected that. Honestly and truly, I think I expected that to happen. There were things that were happening with my boss that were changing. They were taking some responsibilities away from her and some employees away from her. And I honestly and truly thought that I would be protected.
Did they ever put that objective in writing for you?
I have a letter from the owner of the company that mentions it. Every year when you have your review, which this all happened around my review time, mm-hmm. when I was asked to change things, and he mentioned it, and that he writes a letter to every employee after their review, and he mentions that in my letter.
I'm no lawyer, but it certainly seems like you have some kind of case here if you wanted to pursue it, something.
I don't know if I do or not. I haven't really spoken with an attorney, and I know that the laws in Georgia protect the employer,
right,
and not the employee.
It's
because
true.
They'll say, why didn't you just leave?
Well, at least you know that you have a whole bunch of other former employees that are huddled around the radio right now that can actually hear us.
I hope they are.
And at least they know now. At least they know what your side of the story is, because you never know what's been said in that office and what's been said about you, you know?
Exactly.
So the gist of it is, she was an evil monster, and you were an innocent victim.
Thank you very much. It's so good to hear someone say that, to recognize that.
All right, Kelly, thank you very much. You have set the record straight, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Now, we will extend the same invitation to the rest of you guys. And I think Jeff hit it on the head where this just doesn't have to be work-related.
Yeah, I thought when we were going to first have her on that it would just be, like, people who got fired or whatever. But then Burr pointed out that it could be relationships.
A breakup.
Like, mm-hmm. Yeah, like a breakup. And all of a sudden, you can't be in contact with, like, his family anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to let them know what a jerk he was.
Or the friends.
Or friends.
I still feel one from the college days when I was president of my sorority. There was a girl who had to be kicked out. And it had to be confidential why we had to kick her out. But there were rumors swirling everywhere why I did that. And I was always, always wanted to set the record straight. Like, no, people, I'm not evil. It was because of this, you know?
It's like the breakup thing. Yeah, I've been through a breakup where, yeah, she didn't treat me right, but her friends thought that, you know, I was the bad one in the thing. And I would have used this to say, hold on a second. Let me tell you what really happened.
This could be used perfectly on a case that's going on in my life right now with a couple that we know that we have only heard her side of the breakup, and I haven't talked to the guy since because her allegations are so bad that I don't want anything to do with the dude, but I haven't even heard his side of the story yet. I've made a judgment, and you know what? This would be perfect for a guy like that also.
Yeah. We have friends like that who got divorced, and then he took off and moved to, like, Chicago. We've never even heard him, and she is just telling stories.
Right. You never know if they're true or not.
I'd love to hear the other side of every single story.
Right.
So if you want to set the record straight, you can always do that. We'd love to start doing this again next week by emailing producer Tracy, and you can get her email at allthehitsq100.com, then clicking on the Burt Show link.
Get it? The Burt Show.
All right, so we just had Burt Show listener Tammy on with us, and she's saying that there's this guy in the office that just will not take no for an answer.
Mm-hmm.
Just, I mean, and she's gone through great lengths to let him know, look, this is not going to happen, and he's not picking up on it. So she goes next door to her neighbor's house. I guess it's a good-looking dude. Gets a picture with him and then brings it into the office and says, look, this is my boyfriend. I love him. Oh, he's awesome. So she's obviously telling a lie, but she had to go through that kind of great length to get this guy to leave her alone.
Mm-hmm.
So we're asking you guys the same thing. Like, what have you had to do to get a woman or get a guy just to leave you alone? Like, look, I'm not into you. Wasn't doing it for you. Good morning, Kat. You're on All the Hits Q100. Hi.
Hi. I'm totally straight, but I had my best girlfriend in the whole world kiss me in the mouth to get this guy to leave me alone.
I'm surprised I got him to leave you alone.
Yeah, really.
Well, he got excited, but he kind of got the point.
All right. Thank
That's
you.
Funny.
Good morning, Lewis. You are on the Burt Show.
I actually had to tell a young lady I was bad in bed.
And that worked?
Not originally, but until I said, okay, well, look, we're going to go right now or, you know, never at all. So she was like, well, you know, you might be true. So she decided to leave me alone after that.
Funny. See, now this must have been so bad because this is a last resort for any guy to say that, A, either I have a small unit or B, I'm not good in bed. That's the last thing you say.
That rumor gets out and you're like, no, I was just telling her I didn't like her, you know?
Right.
That is a category 5 excuse right there.
Actually, that didn't work the first time, so I had to repeat it.
Damn. All right. Thank you. Good morning, Megan. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
Hey. I dated this guy my senior year of high school, and he was really, you know, clingy, and, you know, things just weren't working out. And I finally had to tell him that I had slept with somebody else.
Oh, so and you lied about cheating?
Yeah, I'd never cheated. I don't cheat. And it got him to quit calling me. He would, like, pop up at my house unannounced, and he would call me all the time and just kept calling and kept calling. And I finally told him, I was like, look, this isn't going to work, and I slept with somebody else, and I'm sorry. I'm with this person now, and I can't be with you.
I understand it. Like I have been in relationships where it seems like the girl will not get out of the relationship unless she's so mad, where she's built up a case against me that she's so mad that she'll finally let it go. Mm-hmm. So I can understand you going and saying, "Look, if his hot button is me cheating, I'm going to say it just to get him out of my life."
Right.
Yeah, that makes sense to me.
One of my girlfriends had a boyfriend from high school who was still really obsessed with her. She had gone off to college and come back home on like a Christmas break or something. And he had, I guess, been drinking or whatever and knew where their spare key was because he was her high school boyfriend at the parents' house. So came back and actually let himself in the house and was standing at the foot of her bed watching her sleep. When her mother walked in.
No way.
Yes. When her mom heard something going on in the house, you know how mom's ears are, like alert ears, mom ears. And her mom, you know, didn't freak out or whatever, just like let him out and drove him home and all this other stuff. But yeah, it was like her parents had to intervene and say, stay away from our daughter. Like, dude, that's how creepy. Far it went for her.
Morning, Cassie.
Hi. I was dating this guy. Just went out about 4 or 5 times and I really wanted to get rid of him, and he thought it was it. I was the one. He wasn't taking any clues, and so finally one day I sat him down. I said, well, you know, since the relationship is going so well, which it was only going so well in his mind, I said, you know, before we take it to the next level, I have to tell you that I used to be a man.
No, you did not.
Yes, I did.
Oh, man. So that worked, I take it.
I think, like, the next thing all I saw was smoke after that.
You know what's weird is just the fine line between, like, Bert's fate and destiny and, you know, she doesn't know it yet, but she's the one. And then if they got together, that's sweet, and he was determined. But, it's a very fine line between that and him being just creepy.
What if he was totally throws her for a loop and says, you know what, we can work around that.
We can work through that.
There's nothing. I love you so much, there's nothing that could separate us. Good morning, Josh.
I slept with my girlfriend at the time's sister.
You really did it, or you just told her you did that?
No, I did it.
Just to get out of the relationship?
Just to get out of it.
What, like, I don't want to see you anymore? Wasn't working.
Pretty much, and then me and her sister ended up getting married.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Get out of here. Seriously?
Seriously.
So you went through that whole ruse of a marriage just to get rid of her, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's pretty hardcore, dude.
Yeah.
Right, thanks.
See ya.
Yeah, that game of poker is over. I married her sister to get rid of her.
Yeah.
It's 8:29 right now. Look, hockey season is back. It's been a long time since we could say that, right?
Yeah.
We missed the entire season. Well, the Thrashers are back. I think it's Wednesday night, correct? Opening night.
Saturday night's the first.
8th. Saturday,
yeah.
October 8th, first game.
Against the Washington Capitals. We've got 4 tickets for you guys right now. You want to go see the Thrashers take on the Capitals on Saturday night? 404-741-1005. Give us a call right now.
All the hits. All the hits Q100. Pretend you read the paper this morning.
Kids, Melissa Carter with the five things you need to know today on The Burt Show on All the Hits Q100.
Before you do that, can I take one last call?
Sure.
I was going to wrap it up, but this came on my screen, and I absolutely have to take this.
Well, I want to cleanse the I married her sister thing, so that's good.
I don't know that this is going to be cleansing.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Good morning, Tracy. What did you have to say to get him to stay away from you?
Hi, and I'm actually hoping that this works because I just recently did this. The guy I dated when I was 16, and I'm 35 now.
Uh-huh. Oh, God.
He still calls my grandparents' house, like, you know, once every few months looking for me. And I'm like, God, you know, I told him I was married, told him I had kids, you know, whatever, whatever. So finally, I just told my uncle, I'm like, dude, just tell him I died. And maybe that'll stop him from calling.
And they told him?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I don't know if he's called back. I'm just like, the next time he calls, just tell him that I died. And hopefully, you know, that'll stop it because he won't stop. You know, my grandparents are never going to change their number.
Right.
I'm just hoping that that works.
So your uncle is armed with this story, or your grandparents or whatever is armed with this story that, I'm so sorry, Tracy got like...
Whatever.
Whatever they want to come up with.
Good God.
That's funny. Well, I mean, would you say 16 or 18 to 35? I mean,
yeah.
That's the last one. Yeah. She's no longer on this earth.
How about that one dude we talked to a couple of weeks ago when we asked, like, how long has his crush lasted? And it was like 40 years for a woman. Do you remember that call?
Yeah.
It's like, I've been thinking about her since 1964.
I forgot about this, but years ago, my parents did something similar with this couple that they knew. Like when they were growing up and then they had kids, they kind of drifted apart or whatever, but they would call whenever their kids had some sort of mediocre or better accomplishment. So they'd be like, oh, Amy got accepted into such and such a school, blah, 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 and like just rattle off all the stuff about their kids. And then they would say, oh, so Jeff's still trying to make it in radio, huh? So finally they called, did the whole big accolades about their kid, and then said, well, now what's Jeffrey doing? Because they'd like to compare. And my dad's response was, he got in a bar fight and stabbed a guy, so he had to go to jail for 24 months.
No.
No.
That'll stop it.
They stopped calling.
Yeah, that's great.
You're on The Burt Show.
Okay, at this point, we're going to need the voice disguiser, Jeff. And we're going to turn it over to Burt Show listener, Mary. Hey, Mary.
Hi.
Hi, you are now on the voice disguiser. We cannot recognize your voice.
Do I sound like a robot?
Yes.
Yeah, sort of. Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. What's going on?
Okay. So, this is a little weird. I've been living with my boyfriend for a year. We've been going out. You know, everything's great. But I lost my job 2 months ago.
Okay.
So he's sort of paying for everything and paying my share of the rent and food and stuff. Mm-hmm. So we both do computer stuff, and he finally got me an interview where he works.
Okay, all right.
And you know, which is great. And I went to the interview, and the supervisor who was going to interview me, I knew him from somewhere. He was this guy I kind of hooked up with like 5 months ago.
Uh-huh.
I was still seeing my boyfriend.
Oh.
And I was really drunk.
So you messed around with this guy?
Yeah. Well, than that.
More than messed around.
Yeah, we sort of, you know, had a fling and we sort of, you know, did the deed.
So you went all the way with this guy.
Yeah.
Was it just once?
Maybe. Well, I don't know. It was one night, but.
Okay, gotcha.
One night.
So while you were dating your boyfriend, you had a one-night stand with a guy.
I was really drunk.
Who happens to be one of your boyfriend's bosses.
I didn't know that until I got there.
So you actually show up to this interview, and you sit down, and you're shocked when the supervisor rolls in, and you realize it's this guy that you had a one-night stand with.
We just looked at each other, and he started laughing, and I was like, oh, man. But he didn't say anything, but he knew. You know, he didn't have... He said, I think you look familiar, and I said, yeah.
At the time, did he know that you had a live-in boyfriend? Although I'm guessing it didn't matter.
Well, I said that I was seeing someone, but he put two and two together at that moment. You know, said it wasn't serious at the time.
Well, first of all, you got to stop using the excuse of being drunk. Because for somebody who's really drunk, you know an awful lot of details about your evening with this guy.
Right. Oh, well.
So don't, it wasn't an excuse. You messed around on your boyfriend. So with this guy. So
you're right. Let's get all the excuses out of the way.
Alcohol is not an excuse.
Right. She's right. I mean, the basics here, the black and white of the whole thing is you slept with somebody else while you were living with this guy, and it turns out that this could be your potential supervisor.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I really regret it, though. I mean, I was drunk and... No, stop that crap.
Yeah. Okay. That's just crap.
So are you trying to figure out, is this guy going to tell your boyfriend? Or you, did you interview and get a job offer?
I just don't know how I could work with him and it not come out, because he was kind of teasing me and he knows my boyfriend.
I can see the conflicts here, though. I can understand the
innuendos, and I just, how could I work with this guy? It was weird. I never called. He was a little creepy.
I mean, here's where the conflict comes in, obviously, because she's unemployed. The boyfriend is paying all the bills, so she feels obligated to get a job. She could probably easily get this one, but then you're going to have the tension every single day of having to work around this guy that you've slept with and having this secret right there in front of you the entire time you're at work.
Two questions for you. One, take the boyfriend out of it. If you were interviewing for a job and this was the guy that was your boss, would you... take the job with him? And two, it's not even just whether her boyfriend's going to find out. If he's making innuendos at the interview, how in the world is he going to be a good boss and have any respect for the work you do?
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess, I don't know, he was, winking and, just, making these jokes. And I guess it would depend if I didn't have a boyfriend, if I super desperate and needed the job for a month. But if my boyfriend's working there every day and they know each other, after the interview they said hi to each other
You're going to have all these weird, awkward things going on if you take this gig.
Are you thinking about confessing to your boyfriend what happened?
No.
You take the job or not?
I love my boyfriend. I couldn't. Oh, no. I made a mistake and we used a condom,
I was really drunk.
Well,
but I remember that too.
Well, that's a good thing. Never mind.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, I don't think she was really drunk. She knew exactly what you were doing
at that point. Inconsequential.
Yeah, happened in the past is not
inconsequential.
I was pretty drunk, but
inconsequential. Let me take some calls. I'm not sure why I'm singing that. Hey, Rachel.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good, how are you? How are you?
Rachel.
I'm doing good. Here's the thing. I was in a similar situation.
Hold on, Rachel.
Yes?
Hold on just one second.
Okay.
Hey, Mary, I'm going to have to put you on the voice disguiser. I forgot about this because everybody's on the voice disguiser and it just sounds really weird.
Put Mary on hold and get Rachel back.
Yeah, so, Mary, hold on one sec, okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, Rachel, you go ahead. There we go.
Okay. Yay. Okay. The law firm that I work at now, when I went in for my first interview, I interviewed with the boss man and things were fine. And then when I went in with my second interview... I had to interview with the other two attorneys because it's a very small law firm, and one of the attorneys was a guy that I had slept with about a year beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
And even though he wasn't going to be my direct boss, signing my paychecks, I had to deal with him every single day.
Mm-hmm.
And when I walked in there, we kind of just looked at each other, and neither one of us said anything because we knew, he's married now, and, I'm not with anybody, but... We let it go because if he wants to have her as an employee, if she's qualified and she needs a job, then both of them should be able to, as adults, to just, let that go, not fall into the immaturity thing
of
laughing about it. And no, I'm serious. I dealt with this guy every single day and we didn't talk about it. It was never mentioned. We just went about our day, and we had a professional relationship, and it wasn't an issue at all.
Good morning, All the Hits, Q100.
I just want to say that she has got to tell him the truth. There's no way around it. It's going to come out eventually, especially if she's feeling guilty. She's going to be acting funny if she does decide to take the job.
And if she doesn't, if there's going to be a question of, you don't have a job, you can't help pay rent, why wouldn't you want this as a great opportunity? You know, I finally got this opportunity for you. What's the problem? And she's going to come up with some lame excuse. What's a lame excuse? You might as well tell him the truth. Hmm. He deserves the truth.
I agree with you because she's either going to lose her boyfriend by telling him the truth, or she's going to lose her boyfriend by the boss telling him the truth. Like, somebody is going to let the cat out of the bag here. You're not going to be able to keep this little secret.
But if you're the
think.
Boyfriend who got her that interview, the excuse is going to have to be better than, oh, I think it just wasn't right for me.
Plus, he's probably all stressed out right now that he's paying all the bills. And if she turns this down, he's going to be like, what do I got to do here for you to contribute around here a little bit?
That's why I think that she's got to confess the affair.
Because she's going to go to the supervisor and say, well, why didn't you hire her? And he's going to be like, well, I offered it to her.
That's why I think she's got to confess it.
See, these are the kind of times where I am convinced God has a great sense of humor.
That's true.
You know, because, you know, God puts her into this job interview. Out of all the jobs in Atlanta, of all the supervisors, she has this affair, and God's way of giggling through this thing is like, I'm going to hook you up, and the supervisor is going to be the one you had the affair with.
That's called the karma train right there.
God's reality TV show.
I mean, she shouldn't have the affair, but she was drunk.
Hey, y'all, Nicole is back.
Hey, Nicole.
Hey, Nicole.
Good morning. What's going on?
Hey, good seeing you last night. Leopard Lounge.
I know I had a really good time and everything, but I got to get on a girlfriend on the phone. Don't be trying to use drugs as an excuse to get your thing on. Don't be trying to use that for no excuse. And, I mean, you had a boyfriend and everything, but you done messed up now, so there's nothing you can do. Yep. That boss is going to ride her back. He going to be throwing it in her face. And the first moment he get, as soon as her boyfriend say something to him, or they get into a little argument or a little, you know, office discussion, it's going to be thrown up in his face that, you know, he slept with his girl. Mm-hmm. It's going to be thrown up in his face like, well, okay, well, you guess what? I slept with your girl. It's going to be thrown up in his face as soon as possible. And she knows that. She'll need that job. Stay broke, girl. Find something else. Go to McDonald's or something.
Nicole.
Don't be going up there.
Nicole, do you think that her boyfriend's going to find out whether she takes the job or not?
Yes. He's going to find out, especially if the boss already, or the manager, supervisor, whatever, if he already knows that is her boyfriend, mm-hmm. it is going to come out. He may, you know, whisper it to another friend, another co-worker at work.
He's
or
already
something
said
like
it.
That. Yeah. It's already out. It's too late. She might as well. The only thing she can do at this point is come clean with her man before he come to her and be like, hey, what's going on? I heard this at work. So she can have the upper hand and at least try to look honest instead of being like the drunk, slutty girl.
When you're a guy, here's what you do. Like, you had the interview with her and she's leaving the office. You find the nearest guy to you and go, dude, guess what? See that girl's leaving right now? See, look at her. Look at her. Look at her. See her?
That's already happened.
I hit that.
Yeah, he for sure did.
That has already happened. It's too late.
You're right.
Yeah. My advice to girlfriends, stay broke, boo-boo.
That is too big of a nugget for anybody to keep quiet. Like, you know, like for her to walk in his office and he's like inside, he's totally laughing, doing the whole thing.
Yep.
As soon as she walks out, I mean, that is a nugget you have to share.
Especially if he's already winking and stuff.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Jeff, going to need the voice disguiser again. We'll get Mary back on here.
There you go.
Hey, Mary?
Yeah.
I mean, you got a lot of different perspectives there, but I think the one you're hearing over and over is do not take that job, boo.
Boo-boo.
Well, yeah, I'm definitely not going to do that, but I think they might be right. What if he trying to say something to my boyfriend, you know?
Well, you're screwed on a bunch of different levels here, too, because like we said, if you do take the job, then this guy sounds like the kind of guy that would hold this over your head. That means working overtime. That means, you know, doing, you know, maybe having sex with him again.
Oh, no.
Well, you made a mistake. I mean, this is the consequences of your actions, so you're just going to have to figure it out. There's no easy, you know, happy answer. But I do agree, you cannot take this job.
Mm-mm.
Well,
good luck.
Well, thank you, thanks.
Well, you know what we got to do now? Because we made this promise that when we get the Burt Show community involved in advice like this, that you have to tell us what you're going to do, and then we got to call you in like 2 or 3 days and find out how you handled it.
Yep.
Can we get you back on in a couple of days?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Phone number after all.
We'll give you until over the weekend, and why don't we check back in with you on Monday?
Okay.
Okay, see ya.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Listen, it's The Burt Show.